Looks like we are.
Call the Gates County Board of Supervisors meeting January 2nd, 2020 to order at 8:45 on the clock. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Supervisor Lytle will be absent today. Chairman declares the 2019 session formally closed. Sign it and die.
Okay.
Sign and die, okay.
Okay, so I will ask for nominations for chairman of the board.
Second.
Okay. Do I have any other nominations for the board, chairman of the board? Are there any other nominations for chairman of the board? Okay, I entertain a motion to have the nomination cease and cast a unanimous ballot for Eric Thiemann.
So moved.
Okay, motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Okay, vote 6-0, motion carries. Okay, congratulations, Eric.
Thanks, guys.
It's all yours.
Asks for motions for vice chairman, nominations for vice chairman. Not everybody at once.
Nominate Denny Byers.
We have a nomination for Denny Byers.
I'll second that.
A nomination by Bauman. Second of Hill. Any other nominations for vice chairman? If there are, we have a motion by Bauman, second of Hill, for Denny Byers. Any other nominations? I don't know if we need them.
You can read that too if you want, because that's.
I can't read your first word there, Doc. I'm really trying.
Oh, entertain
motion. Oh, entertain motion. I was trying really hard.
Okay, sorry. That was for my notes.
Completely knows of that chairman.
Jeez. I'd entertain a motion to have nominations cease and cast a unanimous ballot for Denny Byers.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Jurgens. Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Thank
you very much. Appreciate it. I'll try to serve you well when Mr. Thiemann isn't here.
And we have a short break on there.
Well, it was
we don't
if,
really,
if we don't need it if,
okay.
if we didn't have to do any changing.
Well, we're going to skip right past that then.
I'll shift you to the chairs and signs in case something happens.
Like, couldn't read
entertainment. Well, that was for me.
Up next is the consent agenda. General agenda, approved minutes of the meeting held December 18th, 2019. Approve all claims through January 2nd, 2020 in the amount of $565,492.14. Accept claim number 2001-0090 to Johnny's Welding. In the amount of $669.59 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve appointing Patty Milligan to prepare levy requests. Approve appointing Don Hill to prepare the county budget. Approve designation of official county newspapers. Approve designating Gage County's website, www.gagecountynebraska.us, as an official method of providing notice of any meetings, public notices. Approve Don Hill as the NERMA contact person. Approve Galen Engel as Gage County Highway Superintendent for 2019. Approve bank depositories as follows: Security First Bank, Adams State Bank, State Bank of Odell, First State Bank, Pinnacle Bank, Main Street Bank, First National Bank of Omaha, State Farm Bank, Inpate, Bank of the West, U.S. Bank, Great Western Bank. Approve pledged securities as follows: Main Street Bank, Irrevocable Letter of Credit, Pinnacle Bank, Insured Cash Sweep along with pledged bonds, Security First Bank, Insured Cash Sweep along with pledged bonds. And approve utility permit number 1146 for Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will plow new cable on the north side of East Aspen Road, west of Highway 43, on private property for 660 feet. Will bore under East Aspen Road, 4 feet below bottom of the ditch, 2-inch diameter, encased in a 2-inch PVC pipe for 66 feet, and plow on the south side of East Aspen Road for 884 feet. On private property and place two new pedestals to replace existing cable. Located in the southeast quarter section 15 and northeast quarter section 22, Township 6 North, Range 8 East, Adams Township. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove, and then we'll have discussion.
The consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. The newspapers that would be the official newspapers are the Beatrice Daily Sun, the Wymore Arbor State, and the Voice News. Item 15, we usually go 5 feet below bottom of ditch, I thought, and this one says 4 feet below bottom of ditch. Any other discussion on anything on the consent agenda? Seeing none, we have a motion by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2001-0090 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $669.59. This brings the total of claims approved through January 2nd, 2020. To $566,161.73.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn. Vote. 5 in favor with Juergens abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and ground winter lights.
I don't know if Davey's on vacation or not, but.
Yeah, he's sick.
Oh. He's ill, and I wasn't here for the committee meetings. John, is there anything that we have?
We didn't have any.
Like, everything is going well. And
that's good.
Yes.
Equalization?
Nothing.
Finance and insurance? Mr. Juergens? I even circled some on this one.
I see that. City of Wymore, quarterly EMS services, $10,000. And I'm going to do something a little different.
It's a new year.
10,000 below, but here we go. Great Plains uniforms for the sheriff's pants. And he looks real pretty over there. $8,313.50. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $39,762.57. Contact Engineering Solutions, Culverts Project, $24,367.62. Manelli Wagner and Associates Engineering and Consulting, $44,859.78. Lammel Plumbing, Inheritance Fund. Sheriff Remodel, Labor and Supplies, $100,000.
I think that's it for finance and insurance. Human resources. Law enforcement emergency management. Do you want to start, Lisa, or Sheriff?
No, she doesn't want to do it, so.
Okay.
I don't have a lot here. Basically, going to be starting the first meeting for negotiations with the union here shortly after the meeting today. And we're starting to gear up a little bit right now. I'm getting ready for the upcoming bird trial for New Mohawk County. Got a change of venue over here. I think 23rd of January, I think it is when it starts in that area. So I'll give you some more dates on that as we get closer. But that's about everything I got on the calendar right now. So thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
A little bit longer report because I didn't come prepared, but I did want to share with you just a little bit on zoning. As we finish up the year, we've got 117 permits that came in, and out of those, 48 were ag-related, of which out of the ag-related, 30 grain bins, which includes grain handling systems, also counted as one unit, and the others are out of those 48, 18 of them are either sheds or machine shed improvements and sort. So we have two Met Towers sites that we have permitted, of which one is only actually going to be used, and 17 subdivides. So I'll give a better report, but this is just a preliminary report right now. I'm trying to go through that. So on the emergency management side, just want to share with you, we did have the employees training. It went very, very well. Officer Hansen did it on human trafficking for our employees here, especially as people are coming and going, just to be in tune to things to be on the lookout for. And so it's very well presented, and we thank the Sheriff's Office for allowing him to come over and train. Our safety meeting also, committee met. We didn't find any workman's compensation or liability issues that in our last quarter that needed to be reported on. Everything's running pretty smoothly. So if you have something that you have concerns with safety-wise, we have the safety committee that represents you and the county. So let us know between us and myself, and Don is also on that committee. So that's all I have, unless you have questions for me.
Thanks, Lisa. Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
Mr. Hill.
This was also a short meeting. The grading crew's been doing maintenance around the bridges. Asphalt crew's been doing crack sealing. And the bridge crew's been cutting some trees. Galen updated us on his conversations with NMC in regards to our problem of motor grader. Got to remove the engine. I think it's going to North Platte. And do a dyno on it, check the cylinders, rings, and heads, and hopefully repair them at their cost unless something points to operator maintenance there. However, the highway department has supplied them with good records that have been kept on the oil consumption and how it's been maintained.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? Thank you for the chance to be chairman again. If you guys have anything that you'd like different for committees or different boards that you serve on, if you'd let me know, this would be the time for us to make any changes there if there are going to be any. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there may be some outside boards that get switched around or something if you guys would like to, so please let me know. We have a timed event at 9:30. It is only 8:59 on the clock, so we'll skip over that for now. Up next would be approving or disapproving the resolution on the vacation of right-of-way on part of the northwest quarter section 19, Township 4 North, Range 6 East, and on part of the northeast quarter section of 24, Township 4 North, Range 5 East, on the 6th p.m. TP Road. And that resolution
20-01
would be 20-01. I should have been able to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Bauman. There's a hearing a couple weeks ago on this. Is there any further discussion on this at all? Seeing none, I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor. Resolution 20-01 passes.
Put down it. By the vote, you need
Resolution 20-01 passes with a vote of 6-0.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we have a time to vent at 9:30, so we will take a recess at 9 o'clock, unless there's anything else that's to be discussed today. Anybody have anything? All right, we'll recess at 9 o'clock until 9:30.
Okay. You're on.
We'll go back into our meeting at 9:32 on the clock. We have a time to vent. I'd ask for a motion to close any additional bids, or I guess I'd ask for any additional bids that are here for the culvert project first. We have one coming from the clerk's office. Now I'll ask for a motion to close bids.
So moved.
Okay.
Moved by Bauman.
Okay.
Second by Juergens. Vote. 6 in favor.
Are these all the bids?
Yep.
Proposal for Pickrell Southeast C-34-1150 in Hanover Township. This is from Contact Engineered Solutions out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Total price for the project $32,794. This one is from Midwest Service and Sales Company out of Schuyler, Nebraska. Total for the project, $37,062.
Mr. Juergens, do you want to have Galen and Becky review those quick, and
I would guess, and I'll make the approve or disapprove at Galen's recommendation, like we would have.
Those, we had those two bids, that was it.
That was it.
Normally we have some meetings that they can review it during, but I guess pour the coals to it and see how you do. Do you know how much time it'll take you if we recess for 10 minutes? Will that give you enough time with two bids? We will recess for 10 minutes at 9:35 on the clock.
A bit more recess than anything else.
Okay.
We will go back into session at 9:39 on the clock. I'd ask for recommendation by our highway superintendent.
I'd recommend Proven Contact Engineered Solutions, LLC, a low bid of $32,794.
With that recommendation, I'd ask for a motion to accept the bid from Contact Solutions for $32,794.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Bauman. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6 in favor. The motion carries. Thank you for your bid.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we're adjourned at 9:40 on the clock.